Now, more of the Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to the Patricia Raskin Show. And this whole hour is brought to you by RWL General Contractors. Kevin LeBlanc is the owner of RWL General Contractors, which has been a family-owned business for over 40 years. He started at the age of six under the tutelage of his father, Bob. They specialize in kitchens and bathrooms and doors and windows and vinyl siding and roofing and general remodeling and painting. So we're taking your calls till the top of the hour. Anything that you're thinking about with your house, with painting, with remodeling, any questions about materials or something that is creaky in your house or something you're noticing, or just give us a call. Great wisdom and advice from Kevin LeBlanc. And we'll give you Kevin's office number also. You can always call him and say you heard it here. 401-729-1200. 401-729-1200. And the email?
The email or the website. So you can go to the website. It's www.rwlcontractors.com. And from there, you can link to an email automatically, or you can email me privately. It's my name. It's Kevin A. LeBlanc at Cox.net.
Okay. And if you're driving and you forget all that, just write to me, Patricia at PatriciaRaskin.com, yep. And I'll get you.
And if you just Google RWL, we come up. Okay, we're pretty up on the high list now.
All right. Let's talk about protecting your house on the outside.
Right. So we always talk about, now it's wintertime and now we're getting ice and snow, and people have flashbacks to 3 years ago with all the big ice dam issues we had and stuff like that.
I remember that. I remember you did a special show.
We were up on the roofs.
Yep. You were on the roofs talking to us.
Right. Yep.
Wow.
So, you know, I always recommend in the fall, as part of our fall checklist, is you keep your gutters clean. So that way, when the ice does develop, it has a place to drain. And if it's full of leaves and debris, it can't drain properly. And then you make clogs in the downspouts. And then the water can't, as much as it does defrost and drip out slow, it can do that. If that's an obstruction, it can't. So ice damming is usually a cause majorly, it's mostly when heat in the attic tends to melt the roof where it shouldn't, and then it freezes overnight, and it creates an ice dam. And then the next day, it dribbles down, thaws again, and makes a higher ump. So it creeps up. And in the old days, when we used to do roofs in my company, the code was 36 inches was called an ice and water barrier. Well, we've learned in the past couple of years that the ice goes more than 36 inches. So now in all my roofing jobs that we do, we actually give people 6 feet. We do two layers of ice and water all the way up, so that way they're not having the same ice damming problems like they used to. So we're trying to be proactive with it. It's not a new code variance yet, and that no one has changed written in the code different. It's still 3 feet. But we just thought it'd be better for our customers and an opportunity to do business with us that, you know what, we don't charge you more. We're doing an extra layer. That way, you know, because they were all saying, what about these ice dams? Yeah, Kev, we went through this problem. We had the insurance company come out. You know, thank God they did cover a lot. But some people weren't covered. You know, it depends on your insurance company, and we don't want to get into that too much. But it's just simple things that you can do around your house to make it safe. You know,
proactive.
You know, like we always used to talk about, your house will talk to you. It's creaking. It's making noise. I feel drafts. There's a cold spot. You know, I see, you know, if we don't clean off, we get cobwebs, and the cobwebs are blowing in certain areas. Well, that's where the wind's coming in. That's, you have something up there going on, whether it's a hole in the attic, or there's a pipe or something that's blowing off in the siding that allowing wind to come through, and the wall is ice cold, and it, you know, there might be no insulation, and you might have a really old house that has, back in the day, they only did 1.5 inches insulation, and we go in people's houses and we see it, and it looks like just, it's like a blanket roll, and it's very, very thin. And
you can change that.
We can change that.
All right, folks, give us a call, 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800-321-9776. Your calls for Kevin LeBlanc about your home or office, and we have till the top of the hour, and the clock is ticking, so give us a call. What often happens is we start getting calls like in 10 minutes of,
right?
And then Kevin can't answer all of them. So if you're thinking and you're going, well, I don't know, just give us a call, because it's really fun. And I think that Kevin can answer your question, particularly if you're pondering something and you're not sure or you've been reading about something and you want to get some clarification. So again, 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800-321-WPRO, which is 800-321-9776.
I want to talk a little bit more about bathrooms, because we've been doing a lot of bathrooms lately, and the technology of bathrooms has changed over the years. People are getting back into more shower doors because they're frameless today. They don't have that, we used to call them the god-awful catch-all. It was the old shower doors, and they had that big track at the bottom, and we'd get mold and mildewy. And now you can get glass doors that are frameless. They have two little fasteners on the wall, maybe one on the threshold, and they glide like nothing. Or they're on like the barn door features where they roll wheels and the glass door showers back and forth. Or that's on a hinge, and it's a nice. And they have clear glass technology now and all the shower doors that come out today where you're not getting the water spots like they used to. Because people used to be, I don't want to get shower doors. I'm going to see that, after like a week or two, you get that whitish water spotting on the doors from the heavy or the hard water. So they have technology now. It's a coating on the glass to allow that not to happen as much.
What about just the plain old tub with the shower curtain?
I have a shower curtain. I don't have a glass door.
And you like that better?
I like that better because I'm from the old mentality of that catch-all. So when I did my house over in 2001, they didn't really have, frameless wasn't that popular yet. There was a couple of manufacturers, but it was really overpriced. Now you can get a nice frameless door for under $500, but before it was over $2,000 was a frameless door. So and it depends on what brand and manufacturer you get. You can save some money if you look at other places. And if you need something custom, then you're going to spend a little bit more too. But the technology, radiant heat has come down a lot now. So a lot of people do radiant heat on their bathroom floors. And it's just a layer of electricity that we apply thin set to before we tile. And it has its own little thermostat on the wall. And the thermostat is smart. You can look at it on your phone. Mm-hmm. You can program it like every day of the week, like your house thermostat is. It's not just an on and off feature. So you can have it come on at 5 in the morning. So it's warm on the floor when you get out of bed and have it shut off all day. And then have it come on at night if you're going to take a shower when you come home from, like I do when I come home from work.
It's automatic.
So it's all automatic. Yeah. And it doesn't cost much like it used to anymore.
Yeah. Kevin, what about people who store things in the basement and the attic?
Right. So we got to be careful if we have moisture issues. Moisture is always prone in the basement. So we got to make sure that if you're building a finished basement or renewing something in the basement, you want to make sure that, most people, I'm very sensitive to it. When I walk down in someone's basement, I can smell if it has moist or mildew or mold, or even if it's an animal issue, if the litter boxes are always downstairs. And you don't want your company that comes over to visit you to be like, ooh, well, I'm not comfortable. I'm allergic to cats or I have a mold issue.
Should you get a dehumidifier?
Dehumidifier or even a change of air system that introduces fresh air from the outside and circulates. There's all different systems out there today. You may want to, think about waterproofing your basement to make sure it's friendly and mold resistant.
Yeah. I found when I put a dehumidifier in the basement, it was like magic.
It drawed all the moisture out of it.
It did. It was very, very different.
Yep.
It's pleasant to go down there now.
Yep.
It was starting to get mildew.
Mold has become the new hot talk now in the past 10 years. I mean, we've had customers that have homes that are only 10 years old and their attics are full of mold.
Ooh. All right, Jack from Pawtucket. Jack, your question for Kevin LeBlanc.
I got a kitchen sink. The water pressure on the hot side is weak.
Okay.
It's a brand new faucet, lifetime guarantee faucet, and it's weak. Somebody said if you drain the hot water tank, would that help it? I don't think so.
I don't think you need to drain the hot water. Is it just on the hot or the hot and the cold?
Just the hot side. It just comes out real weak.
So sometimes when people make changes to their faucets, there is debris that when you shut the water on and off with, it gets stuck. And sometimes it gets stuck in a certain position. So right above the shutoff, sometimes it could be solder. It could be just some of the minerals from the water. In Pawtucket, I live in Pawtucket also, sometimes we have stuff in our water. We have a great water system treatment plan, but from the old pipes, even in our own house, things move. Because when you shut water pressure off, it bounces back and it hits different things and it loosens things up in the pipes. So usually when we put a new faucet in, we take the aerator off and run the water. So you may want to check with the aerator first. Take the aerator off the faucet, run the water, and you'll see if there's a lot of underneath it. It's little black dots, those little minerals, and they add up deposits. And it's like it constricts the hole in the faucet piece. Or you may have an obstruction above the shutoff where the minerals are going back on there. So that's something you can check either way. So I would check the aerator first and then the shutoff second. Okay?
I did the aerator, but you think it could be near the
It could be near the shutoff. Yep. So what you would do is you shut your shutoff off, disconnect the hose going up to the faucet, and then get a bucket and put it in the bucket and turn the shutoff back on. It'll bleed anything out of that line.
Oh, I got you.
All right?
All right. That's helpful.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck to you, Jack.
Thanks,
thank you for
Jack.
Calling in. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
All right. So, what else do you want us to know? I mean, that was one good thing.
One good thing.
Oh, we were talking about the basement and the
mold issues. Yeah, we had a customer who called us this week to go look, and we're working on getting an air system engineer over there to find out exactly why her attic is all crystallized. Literally, she has almost like snow in her attic. So that the air in the attic is not escaping. It's not changing. So we got to find out what's doing that. One solution could be that the insulation is too far to the edge of the roof line, and the air from the eaves can't get past the insulation because it's blocking it. Okay. So an easy fix is just to go in there and you pull the insulation back a little bit so the air can flow, which changes the air. Because she has a ridge vent, and she has... It's a newer house, so she has the soffit vents underneath the gutters, and she has a ridge vent at the top of the roof. So we got to find out why the air is not circulating. And it was pretty unbelievable going up there, and every nail from the roof is all crystallized and frosted. Mm. Almost you'd think your roof is leaking, but the roof's not leaking. It's just there's moisture in the attic that's not escaping.
But that's not good.
That's not good.
Because eventually, what could happen?
She does have mold now because of that. Oh. So now she has to pay a mold contractor to come in and treat the mold and then seal the mold.
That's a big job.
It is a big job. And not everybody's insurance company wants to pay for that because they want to find out, well, why is the mold there? How did it get there? Did you have a leak that we didn't know about? And then you thought you fixed, but you didn't. Or was the house not built properly? You know? So it's so sensitive because these newer houses today, they're so tight. They have, you know, all the wood is new. It's not gaping holes like the old style. It's very well insulated. So the moisture, it goes somewhere. It either goes up or it goes down. That's why attics have moisture and basements have moisture. Mm-hmm. Mostly basements get moisture because of groundwater, too. Mm-hmm. You know, so if your downspouts aren't away from the property far enough, you get watering at the edge, and you might get a little bit of trickling inside. So that's all stuff. And we can come around free of charge and give you an indication of what we think it might be issues with. And like this customer that we're talking about now, I don't know exactly what the situation is, so we're going to ask for help. We're going to call somebody else, have them come in, give us their advice, and we'll talk about it together and see what the best thing is for their budget, what they want to do about it.
All right.
Because you can very easily just go treat the mold and seal it, but if you don't take care of the problem, it's going
to
come back in 5 or 6 more years, right, and you're back to square one again.
Exactly. All right. We're still taking your calls, folks. We have till the top of the hour for 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800-321-9776. My guest for the whole hour is Kevin LeBlanc, and he's the owner of RWL General Contractors, which has been a family-owned business for over 40 years. So call in with any of your questions about your home or your office, your bathroom, your kitchen, windows, doors, vinyl siding, any of those questions. And you can also call Kevin at his office and leave a message. Say you heard it here, 401-729-1200. 409-401-729-1200. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. We'll be right back.
Now, more of The Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and you are listening to the Patricia Raskin Show. This hour is brought to you by RWL General Contractors, and my guest is Kevin LeBlanc, who's the owner. And the calls are now coming in. Lisa from Hope Valley. Lisa, your question for Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
And you know what happened? I was in the hospital for about 10 days, and I came back. I had just had my faucet replaced, and it was $500. Then I came back, and now the faucet's not working. So can I make an appointment with somebody that can fix this?
Sure can. If you want to call the office at 729-1200, say,
okay,
hey, Kev, I talked to you on the radio.
Yeah, my house is a mess. It's such a mess.
It's the holiday season.
Like
this is what it's for.
No,
it's supposed to be messy.
It's not the holiday season. It looks like I'm living in a garbage can in India. Yeah, in India and Africa mixed. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, listen, Lisa, we gave you Kevin's number. But,
let me have it again. But,
729-1200. No, that's the radio station.
Okay, what is it?
The office number is 729-1200.
Okay, good.
All right.
All I have to do is call you?
Yes,
leave
a message.
Or Lisa,
1200.
Or, Lisa, you can leave your number with Crystal before you hang up, and then Kevin will call you.
I have Crystal from Colorado. We worked in the Colorado Vet Hospital together. She was really nice.
Wonderful.
She had to have an open heart surgery.
I don't think this is the same Crystal.
But that's that's okay.
But we got
all right.
We
but anyway, we got to grab another call. But thank you for calling and call Kevin or stay on the line and Crystal will get your number. Okay, thank you. All right, Charles from Coventry. Charles, your question for Kevin.
Hey, how are you, everybody? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, sir. How can I help?
I live in a condominium in Coventry, and unfortunately, self-managed with 150 residents. So, had some sidewall shingles replaced that were rotted, cedars, and the brilliant contractor nailed them up with paneling nails. yeah.
Now they're all rusting through.
Well, I mean, you get a heavy windstorm, and they're gone, you know?
Okay.
But it was just very comical to you know, and he just kind of cut them off and then placed them back up. Didn't interlock them, you know?
Okay.
So just ridiculous. But anyways, finding out that he wasn't a registered contractor in the state of Rhode Island, what is the recourse?
That I do not know. I know there is a contractor's registration board. You can call in Providence and you can vent to them. I don't talk bad about anybody, sir. I'm not that kind of contractor.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to come out and take a look at what needs to be fixed and give you a free estimate. That's not a problem. You can call us at 729-1200. Leave your name and say, talk to you on the radio and you want to come out and take a look. But
you know, unfortunately, I mean, the outside of the building, you own a condo, you own the four walls inside.
Sure,
basically.
Sure, yep.
So I didn't know if there was any kind of agency in the state of Rhode Island.
It's called the Contractors Registration Board.
And that would be the end of it.
They're the people who police us. They police us.
Sure.
So if I have an issue with a customer and the customer's not happy and they feel that I did something to mislead them, they can call them. I meet with the contractors. I've never had to do it, thank goodness. But what I hear is that you meet with them and you discuss the situation. They come to some kind of resolution or they fine you or they make you go fix the work, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Hope that answers it.
Best of luck to you, Charles. Have a nice New Year's.
Bye. All right, folks, you've got about 8 minutes to call in, so the clock really is ticking. If you want to ask your questions to Kevin LeBlanc, call now. 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800-321-WPRO, which is 321-9776. Okay. Interesting question. So, Kevin, in getting ready, I mean, we don't even want to talk about the spring yet. We just want to make sure that people have their house, have strong insulation, have their house ready for the winter.
Right.
And being able to handle, because it might get colder.
It's going to get colder. They're saying we're going to be in for a really good winter this year. So what comes to mind instantly with myself is, you know, you can look at what the core is of your house or your office. Make sure your heating system has been cleaned. Make sure your filters have been changed, because hot air systems are all about air changing in the filters. And if the filter is clogged and it can't have the air move through peacefully, it's going to either make more condensation or make a backup and restrict heat flow. In the summertime, it restricts air conditioning flow, which gives you drippings. You'll see a lot of vents have drippings. Usually it's because they have dirty filters. Second thing is windows and doors. You could save some money if you can't afford a new entry door and have a nice insulated storm door put on for about $300. And that'll help you with the wind coming through your front door if you have a very old windy door that creaks and it's cracked. And, you know, or you can get some vinyl replacement windows. You know, they're not expensive today. They've come down an awful lot over the years. They all have an Energy Star rating glass now with Louis Argon gas. They're all warranted for well over 20 years, lifetime on the frame. So they've come a long way. There's many, many manufacturers out there. You hear them all the time on the radio. They're all good because they have to have a certain standard now they're all built with. So you can't even buy an inexpensive vinyl window anymore. They don't make them. It's not worth it. You know, the government won't allow them because we have all new energy rules now that even a new house today, it's built with 2x6s instead of 2x4s. You can't build a new house in 2x4s anymore. So the energy restrictions have changed.
Speaking of which, is it more difficult to work on an older home? I'm talking about, you know, a historic home.
It can be because you're trying to fit modern technology into an older home. I'll give you an example. We do a lot of work on the east side, and some of those houses are built with 3/4-inch walls. They're not even a 2x3 or 2x4 frame. They're 3/4-inch walls. So you can't put a normal door into that. You have to think about how you're going to make it. What are you going to build out, the inside or are you going to build out the outside? Same thing with the window. So even a simple bedroom door. So there's all different things. We have another caller to take a question from.
Yeah, Joe from Pawtucket. Joe, your question
for
Kevin.
How can we help?
Good afternoon. A quick question, like a hypothetical. I have a home from 1980s. I want to sell my home in the market. I bring you in, you look at my home, where would you recommend the update to be at in my home to put it in the market?
Well, I would ask you to think of yourself as a buyer. If you're going to go buy another home, which you're going to have to, correct? You're moving to go somewhere else, right?
Yes.
So think of it, put your buyer's hat on. What would you want to be the best that you would want to buy in your new home? You'd want maybe the bathroom to be functional and working. You'd want your heating system to be functional and working. Make sure the roof's not too old. These are simple things that we take for granted. Do the windows open and close? Do the front door open and close? You know, is there friction points? Think of yourself as the buyer for your own house. What would you want to, and I don't want to say pick on or critique, but what would you want, what would you talk yourself out of in looking at your own home? We all know what our issues are in our own homes, whether we take care of it and address it or we slip it under the carpet and say, I'll get to it another year. I don't have the money for it right now. So think of it as you're the buyer. That's the best way to do it. Think of yourself as the buyer.
Does that help, Joe?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Any other question? I guess not. Okay, if you... Thank you.
All right.
Great
and I
answer.
Hope that helps because a lot of people, you know, they ask us that. What should I do in my house? And I'm thinking, well, if you were going to buy this house, your own house today, what would you be looking at? You know, is there a big crack in the foundation? Does the window have a crack? Is there fog between the glass, which is something simple to fix, but people think I got to buy a hole in the window.
But
you don't have to buy a hole in the window.
Except that some buyers may not be important to them.
Correct. Everybody's different. However, they're going to have a home inspection anyway.
Yes. Yes.
And the home inspector is going to make recommendations, whether it's, you know, making sure the gutters are extended past the property line, making sure, you know, if the roof has cupping or some cracked shingles, it's out of its useful life. They like using that term. It's out of its useful life.
Interesting. All right. What would you like to leave our listeners with? What would be
just
your closing?
Please be safe. Think about your house as, you know, it's part of an extension of you. You need to take care of you and your house at the same time. So when you get up in the morning, you know, you want the heat to be working properly. You want to take a hot shower. You want to be able to walk out of your house and not wipe out down your stairs because there's ice all over them because, you know, we never fixed the gutter up top and it's just leaking over the steps. A lot of the stuff is common sense, but people get busy. You know, life has challenges,
you know,
no matter what we do.
It hurt in their own homes.
They do. The other day we were driving down the road. That morning was 000 out, and I was driving down the street, and it was a young man come down the steps, and he wiped out all six stairs. Oh. And he looked at us like, did you just see what happened? Like, people don't realize it's winter. You know, you got to put some sand down or some, you know, some calcium chloride. That's not rock salt.
And
if
you're older,
cement.
Then it really can take more of a toll.
And then you need a new hip. Now you're really in trouble.
Yeah. All right, so be safe.
So be safe.
Put salt on your...
Remember, smoke detectors. Stay away from the electric heaters. Make sure they're not covered. Make sure they're away from the walls. Make sure they're on a proper circuit that they're regulated for. Make sure you change your filters. Simple things. Make sure you get any debris out of the gutters. And if you have any questions, give us a call at the office. Our number is 401-729-1200. We do work in Rhode Island and close by in Massachusetts.
Right. And if you say you heard it on this show, Kevin will do something special for you.
I'll smile extra special for you. But we always take care of our customers. I'm always one. You know, we go to a customer and say we give them an estimate. Well, what happens if we change our mind on this? Usually I work with you. I'm not going to go and rebid the whole estimate and change you. I'll work with you. Now, if you want to buy something bigger, that's different. But my labor usually doesn't change, just the material cost will change. We're very easy to deal with. Like you heard my dad earlier on the radio, we're customers for life. We're very user friendly. You know, you call me to change a bulb, call me to hang a picture, but call me to build your addition when you're ready to.
All right. And his number again is 401-729-1200. Thanks so much, Kevin. It's always a delight.
Always a pleasure.
You
Thank you, Patricia.
Yes.
And Happy New Year.
Thank you. And this program was brought to you today by RWL General Contractors, Kevin LeBlanc. Folks, I want to wish you all a very, very happy New Year. Be safe out there. Don't drink and drive. I mean, we all know that. You know, drive with other people and make sure you have a designated driver. And just be careful and think about your blessings for this year. You know, what are the things that you're very proud of or that you're grateful for? And what is it you want to release this year so that you don't carry it into next year? So think about all of that. I love you all. I'll be starting my 11th year. In January, the very beginning of January, I came in 2008 of January, my first show. So very exciting right here on WPRO. And remember, stay healthy, stay happy, and get the support you need and know you can make your dreams come true. And write me, Patricia, at patriciaraskin.com or Facebook, Patricia Raskin, Raskin Resources. We're right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England. Happy, happy New Year to all of you. Bye for now.